I'd like to look at some verses in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, and start reading at the 11th verse. It says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul here, fighting the good fight of faith, he, towards the end, these verses here, he says, "I give thee charge in the sight of God." And then in verse 14, he says, "that thou keep this commandment," and that's fighting the good fight of faith, and following after righteousness and godliness. He said, "keep this commandment without spot." So that's putting some extra teeth in these scriptures tonight. And I want to encourage us all and challenge us all. I've been really challenged in my soul, my spirit, to fight the good fight of faith. There's a lot at stake tonight. The stakes are high. Not only for our own souls, but for the souls around us. When the children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt, and they came to the borders, the land of Canaan, you remember that one generation didn't go into the land. They didn't take what God wanted them to take. And they perished in the wilderness through their unbelief. The next generation, they went into the land. God was with them. God blessed them. But they had to fight. God was with them in their fighting. But they had to fight. And the Lord will be with us. But we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight against the powers of darkness. There have been different times I've prayed and I've sometimes been a little disappointed that God, that the battle was still there. The affliction was still there. The difficulty was still there. I'm sure we've probably all been there. But what I realize that God will always give us something to fight with. He won't always remove the obstacle at once. There was one time he said, "You don't need to fight in this battle." But that's a rarity. Most of the time he's going to expect us to be obedient and to fight and to put our heart and follow the scriptures and fight with the things that God gives to us. David, in one place, he said, "He teacheth my hands to war." And I believe the Lord can teach us. He can teach us how to fight the good fight of faith. He can teach us areas that we can be able to get a hold of, that we can conquer, that we can be victorious. I know tonight that God has provided a perfect plan. I know it works. If we're failing to conquer somewhere, it's going to be, there's something amiss. There's something happening that's not in. Because when we follow the word of the Lord, just like they did, when they did what God told them to do, the walls came down. and things happened. And the same thing happens today when we are obedient and we follow what God gives to us. The things will come. The enemy will be able to have power over the enemy, but we still have to fight. And God will help us in our fighting. I want to just mention just a little bit, because we're fighting Satan. We don't see him with our natural eyes, but he is very real. The scriptures reveal him. The scriptures help us to know that he's there. We see the effects of what he does in the world around us. He is a very real power tonight. And I'm thinking about Jesus's and his temptation. The Satan came against him so many times, "If thou be the Son of God." Two different temptations were presented with that, "If thou be the Son of God." Satan is a master of trying to get us to doubt our identity. He tries to get us to doubt the scriptures. He tries to get us to doubt our experience, our salvation. Any little, and he is a very a master at it. I've had thoughts going in my mind, and before I realized it, I didn't realize it was the enemy working. And I realized that we can cast those thoughts down and ask the Lord for help. But sometimes he is so subtle in coming in and bringing thoughts to our mind. And he did that with Jesus. He brought bad thoughts to Jesus' mind. He tried to tempt him to evil. Most people in the world believe that if you have an evil thought come to your mind, that that's a sin. And that's not true. That's not so. Satan has access to our minds. He brought thoughts to Jesus. He can bring thoughts to us. If we resist those thoughts, if we stand against those thoughts, if we fight against those thoughts and we don't receive them, there is nothing defiling about those temptations. Sometimes it feels like it. Sometimes those thoughts are so terrible and so awful that there's a sense of defilement. But if we don't accept it, and we resist it, and we fight against it, and we rebuke it, there's no sin in that. Jesus was a man. He was tempted in all points like we are, and yet the scripture said he was without sin. But he wars against our mind. He comes against everything that God wants to lead us into. Satan is there to oppose, to resist, and we're going to have to fight him. We're going to have to battle against him, or he'll destroy us if we don't fight. I've seen, perhaps you too, I've seen video footage of lions attacking prey. They're vicious. Lions, they come in with a vengeance, and you get several lions coming in. They're ferocious, but that's the way the scriptures liken Satan, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." The devil, and sometimes I've seen videos where the thing they were attacking, cow or bull or something, they would sometimes they would quit running and they would turn around and start chasing them and use their horns. And I said, yeah. I'm kind of for the underdog. But it's wonderful to see him resist. And I saw one, he hit the lion with a horn. He had a horn on there. He hit the lion, flipped him up over, and the lion took off, had enough. Oh, yes, that's what we want in our spiritual lives tonight. We want to be able to fight. And the testimony was that Satan is a defeated foe. His head has been bruised. He has no power over us, but what we give him If we don't give him anything, he can't do anything. But if we give it to him, he's going to take it. He's going to take every inch he can get. But I'm thankful tonight through Jesus Christ that we can have power over all the power of the enemy. He's provided the plan for us that we can overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and as she mentioned, by the word of our testimony. Our testimony tonight is so important. Help us not to get tired of saying it. Help us not to get tired of sharing it with those around us. But that's what God has given us. We're a witness of what God has done in our lives. And we want to be able to overcome. What Sister Maxine was doing tonight was overcoming the devil. She was sealing his defeat. She was sealing his defeat by testifying and saying, I'm not taking this. I'm not accepting this. God has given me victory. That's how we fight. That's how we overcome the power of hell, the power of darkness tonight. And if he attacked Jesus, he's going to attack us too. I had noticed that tonight. We read the few temptations, but in the Luke, the fourth chapter, where his temptations are talked about, Jesus went through, if you can only imagine what 40 days, I know what just a few days is like, but Luke, the fourth chapter, I noticed a scripture here. He mentions, he said in this first verse, it said, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Now he was tempted, it said, 40 days. And then it says, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And then we read these three temptations afterwards. He was tempted 40 days. Where the enemy was coming against his mind, coming against his spirit. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we question, Lord, are you, what is this? Jesus had the Spirit, and yet he was being tempted. And we're going to be tempted even though we're filled with the Spirit also. We're going to be tempted and we're going to be tested. But Jesus was victorious over those temptations. And I want to mention that the doubts that he brings to us. He brings doubts to our mind. He whispers thoughts into our brain, our thinking process. He says things such as, you can never be saved. You can never change. God doesn't love you like he loves others. These are very real things that we as people deal with. We don't always tell them out. Sister Maxine told us her battle. We don't always tell them out, but the devil fights God's people. And I know sometimes it's like tooth and toenail. It's like everything, every step. Now here, when Jesus went through his temptation, it said the devil left him for a little season. There was a little reprieve that he got. And there are seasons that way. But we're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. We can't allow the devil to drag us through doubts. We've got to learn, and Lord help me, we've got to fight against the doubts. And the things that the devil brings against our mind and our spirit. The devil's told me before, he's told me, yeah, you're saved, you're living for God now, but you'll never make it. You'll never make it. You'll get offended somewhere, you'll get something's going to happen along the way that you're going to fail. Devil ever told you that?
Yes.
He's told me that before.
Help us.
He'll do anything. He'll put any kind of thought to keep us back from God's presence and from us seeking after the Lord with all of our heart. He brings in discouraging oppressions in our mind, a heaviness of mind, a heaviness of spirit that there's just no, I just can't get it. I just can't find it. But I thank the Lord tonight that we can. If we surrender our heart to God and we give Him our all, we can find and have everything that He has for us. And we can be blessed in His presence. I don't remember if it was Pilgrim's Progress or another book, but it was like Christian had to fight all the way to the very gates. Do you remember that? Is that Christian's Pilgrim's Progress? He takes his sword at the very end and he just starts swinging it every which way. He's got opposition right there at the very gates of heaven. I've been with people at in their last dying hours, and I've seen that. I've seen the enemy attack their mind and begin to question and begin to think, did I miss something? That's very real tonight. That's the devil trying to hinder faith, trying to cause unbelief and doubts and fear. And the devil is an expert of doing those types of things to us. I want to read just a little bit of a testimony. This brother wrote this testimony. He said, I would not permit the adversary to trouble me about the past or future, for I each moment look for the supply for that moment. I agreed I would be a child of Abraham and walk by naked faith in the Word of God and not by inward feelings and emotions. I would seek to be a Bible Christian. Since that time, the Lord has given me steady victory. But he said, I would not permit the adversary to trouble me about my past, about my present, or about the future. We've got to resist. When you look at the life of Christ and the things that he happened, he just like when Peter said, far be it from thee. What Jesus say? Get thee behind me, adversary. It wasn't that Peter was kind. Peter wanted to help the Lord. He loved the Lord. But Jesus recognized that Satan was using Peter to come to him. You know, sometimes God does, devil uses people too to hinder us. He'll try to use people to discourage us and to oppose us at times. But Jesus was so quick. He knew his mission. He knew his place. And he was quick to say, get thee behind me. Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. We want to be quick. Lord, help us to learn. Teach us, Lord, how to fight. Teach us how to resist. Now, I believe that in our day and time now, that we are having to resist more than what people have had in years gone by, back in the revival times and back when people were more God-fearing. There is a greater oppression. There is greater depression. There is greater opposition to our hearts, our mind, our spirit, and we have to fight. We've got to be able to fight against these feelings. The devil can bring feelings. He can bring things to bear upon us. Strange and difficult trials and things. He just has a way of doing that. The track just before Jesus comes, he makes a statement. He said, "We will be amazed at the power that Satan has to use against us." He makes that statement. We will be amazed at the power that Satan has. We are living in the last days. Yes. Brother Dan this morning mentioned the scripture that the Satan was loosed for a little season. I believe we're in that little season now. And we're going to have to fight.
Yes.
We've got to fight against these things that want to come against. We don't want to live our Christian life just in the feelings and in the emotions. It's more than that. Our natural feelings, they kind of go up and down. It doesn't indicate that we're not spiritual. It doesn't indicate that we failed God. You look back in Bible history, Elijah, Jeremiah, all of them had low times. All of them had difficult times. All of them had times that they felt like their prayers wasn't being answered, and Job, and God wasn't there. Our feelings and emotions will lie to us. And when Satan brings his accusation, sometimes when our feelings are down, it's like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've missed something. He begins to work doubt upon our heart, upon our spirit. And it's just there to hinder us. It's there to oppress us and to discourage us and keep us back from what God wants us to have. I want to go to another scripture in the Gospel of Luke, the 11th chapter. Luke 11 and 17. Jesus had cast out devils. They accused him of being devil-possessed. I won't read all of this, but I want to go down to verse 20. It says, "But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he saith, I will return into my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself." My margin, I have a Thompson Train reference, but my margin mentions the peril of empty hearts. If we live our spiritual lives on empty, if we run too long on empty, I know there's times that we feel pretty low. But if we stay in that state very long, Satan's going to take an advantage of us. He's going to get the upper hand. We need to, one of our, and we're admonished in the scriptures to be filled with the Spirit. I'm thankful for this meeting. This meeting is a place where we come to do that. We listen to the Word of God. We take it in. We listen to the testimonies. We listen to the songs and the prayers. And it has a way of filling our hearts so that there's something when the strong man comes against us, there's something inside of there that's ready for action. There's a resistance. There's a resistance to them. I don't know if you remember, some of you don't, I know some of you remember Ronald Reagan, president, but he believed in being strong. He believed in peace through strength. And I believe tonight God wants us to be filled. He wants us to be strong in Him. And He wants us to fight the good fight of faith and to lay hold on eternal life. I had a dream. It's been a while back now, but in my dream, I was on the battlefield, a literal battlefield. And I was in the middle. There was forces on one side and forces on the other side, and I was right in the middle. There was tanks, there was trucks, there was dust flying, confusion, noise. The battle, I knew it was getting ready to start, and I was right in the middle. I thought, my dream, I can't be here. I'm going to be leveled out. And so I began to search. But that let me know that our position spiritually is pretty important. The scripture talks about the munition of rocks. And by the end of the dream, I was on a high place. I had these big boulders all around me. Another thing in the dream, I was bad position, and I didn't have no armory. I didn't have nothing to fight with. And so I began to look around. I began to try to find, what can I use to fight against? So I was totally caught off guard, unprepared. But you know, spiritually, Lord, help us spiritually. Sometimes we can be in bad position. And sometimes we don't have the weapons on hand that we need. That's not the Lord's fault. Sometimes that's our fault. But He can help us. The scripture says to arm yourselves. Likewise with the same mind, because we're in a spiritual conflict. A spiritual warfare. I was thinking about the doubts and accusations of, you remember Christian when Giant Despair took him to Doubting Castle and took him down into the dungeon. And what was, you remember what was around him in the dungeon? Huh? Bones. You know what the bones were from? Other pilgrims. So in this dungeon, there was bones all around him that were from former pilgrims, just like himself. That would be pretty discouraging. But in that scenario, Giant Despair could not take his life. He could beat him relentlessly, and he did. Christian heard him coming down those steps every day, and he took his beating. Near death, it felt like, but he couldn't take his life. But the oppression of the enemy is for us to quit fighting. To give up. To quit. I've tried. I failed. I've tried. I failed. And pretty soon you just throw it all down and say, it's not real. God's not, doesn't love me. He's not helping me. He does love us. Every one of us. This fight is very important tonight because it involves my soul, where I spend eternity. I'm thankful he had the key of the promise.
Yes.
And he came out of the dungeon. And I've been there, Sister Maxine, with you. And I think most of us would have to probably confess that we've been in the dungeon with Satan on us before. Beating us spiritually. Battering us. But thank the Lord, there's a way out. I remember Brother Sammons preached the message years ago, and I remember one thing he said in the message. He said, humility will get us out of any snare of the devil. There's not a snare that Satan has that we can't get out of if we're willing to humble our hearts before God and seek Him with all of our heart. I want to close in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. The 17th. And we'll start the 17th verse. It says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" You know, this is a sense of coming and hearing the gospel is a sense of judgment. Did you realize that? Sometimes we feel pricked in our heart if we've been slack or disobedient or we've done things that we've gotten into that we shouldn't have. We feel pricked in our heart. But aren't you glad that we can feel that now? Aren't you glad that we can be judged now? The Spirit of the Lord is faithful to the preachers doesn't have to pinpoint every little thing because the Spirit of God takes His Word and He touches people's heart and He reveals to us where we're short, where we need help. But I'm thankful tonight that we can have judgment ahead of the last judgment. But He says, "What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" Now this scarcely, I'm not sure if I know how to explain this, but God has an abundant entrance for us.
Yes.
He has abundant grace.
Yes.
I don't think we have to barely make it in. But there are so many things in life. There are so many temptations. There are so many things that can trip us up. And many people have been tripped up. Many people have fallen away from God and they're just doing their own thing and going their own way. But I believe He said, "If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" I want to ask us tonight, how are we fighting? Are we fighting? Are you fighting for your soul? Are you fighting the good fight of faith? Lord, help us today to turn on the devil. To turn against Satan and the things that he's trying to keep us back from God. You know, if we're not saved tonight, do we have the... What is our thought? I think sometimes most of us think that we're going to get saved sometime or another. hopefully down the road sometime. But if the Lord comes back and I haven't been fighting the fight of faith, I'm not saved, I'm not redeemed. That's of eternal consequence. Once eternity comes, we can't go back and redo. But tonight we have opportunity. I want to encourage us to fight. God has, and if you've been fighting and you've been struggling in your heart, we all do at times, it's a fight. That's why he called it the fight of faith. Let's be encouraged to know that God has the victory that we need.
Yes.
Keep fighting.
Amen.
Keep pushing against the adversary. Keep doing the things that God wants us to do. Fight the fight of good fight of faith. And he said, lay hold.
Yes, right.
Amen. Eternal life,
yes,
is in our grasp tonight. Because
yes,
we're not in eternity right now. We're here. He said, lay hold on eternal life.
Yes.
Follow after it. Grab a hold of it. Take it. Christian plugged his ears and ran. Life, life, eternal life. Lord, help us tonight to fight the good fight of faith. Pray for me.